The following program was recorded live.
Fantastic, fantastic. Actually, we're going to skip the dinner part and go straight for dessert. It's less clean up for me, and everybody has a sweet tooth. Speaking of sweet tooth, teeth, oh, there's plenty, plenty of sweets over there for you. But once it's properly displayed, we will go by tables. And we will, once everything is all set up and ready to go. But first, tonight's presentation will be presented to you by none other than the Misplaced Comedy Group. Huh? How many of you have actually heard of the Misplaced Comedy Group before?
I have.
Yes. You're applauding, huh? I can't stand that room. Yes. Now, as for the Misplaced Comedy Group, you may or may not have heard about them, but they've actually been inundated with numerous awards for their numerous CDs, which can be found in any music store in the world, as well as their podcast productions, their internet-savvy websites, their silly music videos. MP3.com and made them the number one internet comedy troupe, and they were listed as one of the best emerging artists in American Idol magazine. Believe it or not. And now they're doing dinner theater. Yes. Absolutely. We are moving up. Yes, and this is an interactive show, folks, so you will be invited to join along with us as we are progressing with our evening's events, and we do have, well, I see that there are some riffraff within the crowd here. Because of such, we have security. Security, please stand, let everyone see who you are. Yes. Oh, no, keep standing. Keep standing. Show them your muscles. Make sure. That's right. Show them who you are. That's right. Be careful. So any riffraff in the house tonight, Mr. Wong? Yes, that's Mr. Wong. You gotta keep an eye on him. And Barbara here. And that Barbara there, and that Barbara there. Everyone's name is Barbara in the house. Yes, it's a barber shop, he says. Silly. Silly. You will also hear lots of silly things tonight because that's what we at Misplaced Comedy Group love about. We are all about the cheese. It's all about the cheese. So you're going to hear lots of cheesy comments tonight, but I can guarantee that it's a fairly good show. Also, you are being recorded this evening, so the louder you clap, the louder you scream, the louder you laugh, you are all being recorded for posterity. That's right, and you will all be allowed to download this in a regular podcast production, so you can have it for your own well-being. I don't know. People like to... We do things where you take comedy home with you. Most people have CDs for sale. We like to present something where you can say, I was a part of this. So, there it is. So you are all a part of tonight's event. Also, there is one very, very important rule that everyone needs to know about. Yes, Mr. Theodore, back here, he is along the wings. Now, every time you hear that sound, you have to give your very best impersonation of what a suspenseful surprise look is. That can be a little louder, by the way. Let's do it again. Everyone in the house. And it's also a Kodak moment for everyone. If you have your little cameras with you, That is a very good thing. And if you happen to take these pictures and go online, you can always post them on our Facebook page, Misplaced Comedy Group Facebook page, or if you do that Twitter thing, you can always hashtag Misplaced Comedy and put your photos on there as well, being that you are all a part of this evening's events. So let's do that one more time. Feel it off! Let's start doing it! Table 15! Oh, they're hiding their number. That means they get no sweets later. Oh, you have a question now. The riffraff security. Oh, security must be seated now. Yes, you can see.
I thought they were
going to
fall.
They're going to fall out. Oh, no. That one strike is okay. All right. Your best suspenseful look. Right. Well done, sir. Well done. Well, you've all been invited here tonight by Margaret Paris, who seems to be assisting the love of my life, my employer for the past 20 years, on her latest endeavor, which happens to be a clairvoyant experience throughout her entire life. So this book that she's promoting tonight, Miss Margaret Paris, is helping her. I believe she's roaming around here somewhere. Where is that?
I'm here, John.
Oh, she's over there? Oh, I see her marking her territory. And so be it. How are you, Margaret? I know you're a little bit down on your luck, and so in advance, I have counted the silverware this evening.
Go polish it,
then. Aye. Can't stand that woman. But she is assisting the love, my dear madam, and her latest endeavor. And, well, I honestly don't know why she needs such an elaborate event as this, as my dear madam is just a quiet, down-to-earth person. She is
having this big event because she is promoting her book. Now, why don't you go off and butler something, Henry? That was not supposed to happen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the home of Madame Labimbo.
That's Madame Labimbo. You?
Whatever. I am Margaret Paris. Yes, the hairy one, Harry Winston. You see, I've gathered all of you here today to prove to you that she's a fake and a fraud. You see, her and her man-slave Giles, they believe that this party is strictly to promote her spurious books.
Spurious?
Did I say that? Yes, I did. You see, I have to make sure that all the preparations are being catered to. You're all going to see that I'm right about her. She's a fake and a fraud, and I'm going to prove it to each and every one of you. You'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen! Mr. Jack Harris, everyone!
What a turnout! Thank you, Charles. You're a good man.
That's Charles, sir.
Yes, what a... I'd love to see so many people. Thank you for coming. This is a very, very important event and a great cause. I hope you all brought your checkbooks because you can give with your heart. Think of the children. Think of the children. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
I see, sir. Glad you arrived in such diligent time. I must say that you should keep an eye on your other half. I think she's been hitting the juice bar a little early.
Really? You're saying my wife's been drinking?
Who the hell cares?
Imagine that. Well, my dear, I see you've spared no expense on this lavish party.
Well, she does have Giles to clean up afterward.
Not even in our own house.
Well, you know what? We have to keep up with appearances.
But it's...
We have to, Jack.
Oh.
With your food and Wish I could have Harry with the baby.
Baby?
Come, let's play what Kardashians like to say. Pinky caviar at the wrist. Put it on the wrist. Have you seen the well-to-do? That I came down Park Avenue. I'm that famous thoroughfare with their nose jobs in the air. Diamond house, Corvette, lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time.
For a wonderful time!
Oh my God, why do you think I married you anyway?
You love me?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Jack. What the hell is love without money? No, definitely not your dancing in your hair. Dressed up like the $1 million lady. I wish I had slept with Warren Beatty. Come, let's play where Kardashians like to stay. Champagne and caviar. A grip. Putting on the glitz. Putting on the glitz. Only for the rich. Putting on the glitz.
Keep spending on money like this would be bankrupt within the year.
And I'm a millionaire. He's like, you could have still on.
Jack, now calm down. But once we prove that she's a fake and a fraud, we can talk to everyone about your philanthropic organization.
What are you babbling on about? What woman? What fake furry fraud? You told me this was a fundraiser for my philanthropic organization.
Jack, calm down. We'll talk to everyone.
Margaret, you lied to me, didn't you?
No, Jack.
You lied to me. Get away from me.
Jack, calm down.
Get away from me.
Oh, lover's call. Don't you just love my office?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Seth MacFarlane.
Jeff McFarlane, I will not be confused with that talentless actor brother of mine. You know so what it did for me? All my ideas, my creations, my babies.
My apologies. But if you ask me, you look a little bit more like Jethro Bodie. Oh, never mind. But it's so nice that you see I see you dressed up for the occasion.
So you think that, Madame Le Bimbo...
That's Madame Le Bimbo?
Oh, do you think she'll be able to, help me cleanse my chakras or whatever it is she does?
I'm sure we'll all need some sort of cleanse after this evening. Why don't you go and mingle with the guests in the meantime? I'm sure they're all interested in hearing about your endeavors.
As long as they show you what a juice bar
is. Oh, the juice bar's not open quite yet, but it will be momentarily. And we will be mingling with all of you throughout. And as our first tables are eligible to go up for the desserts, I believe 1, 2, and 3 are the tables. And we're going to do this sporadically so that there's not a mad rush and drive everybody crazy. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Theodore. All right, tables 1, 2, and 3, you are now eligible to go up to the dessert bar, and we will be mingling with you all. That's right. Don't forget your tickets. Your tickets. Your tickets give you 3 items. Yes. And then you will all be able to get more as everyone has been served.
Can you name another comedy troupe that's not, like, retired or, like, 80 years old that has numerous CDs, videos, as well as their own podcast, and can perform them live in a show like you've never seen before? Of course you can't, silly. So, check out misplacedcomedygroup.com, where you'll find the material that you've heard on the various podcasts, as well as their videos. And also, make sure to check out their merchandise in the Misplaced store, and tell everyone that you're naked underneath your twisted Misplaced Comedy t-shirt. I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honor to introduce to everyone the lady of the evening. I mean, the host for this evening's events, Miss Madam Libim the
lovely people. You know, there's a wonderful energy in the room tonight. Do you feel it?
I feel it.
Do you feel the love in the room tonight?
I feel the love.
Of course you feel the love. Do you know why you feel the love?
Why do we feel this love?
Because you are the love. But you all have questions and concerns, and I'm going to try my best to see as many of you as I can. But in the meantime, feel free to have a look at my latest endeavor, A Clear Path to the Universe. And may the stars be forever in your favor.
May the stars be forever in your favor! Oh, my dear madam. Lois, you are looking at the meetings for you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, yes, I'll put this right up here. And you are looking lovely this evening.
Thank you, Jeff.
It doesn't seem lovely, everyone. You are so beautiful. Oh, yes.
Hello.
Yes. But
how are you this evening?
Yes, you know, my dear madam.
What are you saying?
My dear madam. I've been working with you for quite some time now. And perhaps what, 20 years?
Something like that.
Something like 20 years or so. And I've been wondering, well, I have something I needed to express to you that maybe
about... It's about the silverware again.
No, it is not about the silverware, and I don't mean a raise or anything like that. I'm just worried about my feelings, don't you?
Feelings?
Yes, I need to express my feelings.
Just not
to know how I feel, and that's what I wanted to do. Turn the music up just a little bit. That's right.
You'll never find a better butler than I.
You're not red butler.
Someone who cleans after you. Jeffrey from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Sure,
so
Who's gonna rub my bunions?
Mama.
A glass of water while I mingle with our guests.
Yes, my lady.
I know that we have some celebrity guests in our audience this evening. Have all of you met our celebrity guests?
No.
Why, we have one over here. Would you like to stand up, honey, and introduce yourself to us?
John Revolta.
John Revolta. Now, I know he doesn't really need an introduction. All of you recognize him, of course, don't you? You know, I used to watch you over and over again, the way you moved your hips when you did that dancing, and the way you would point up and down and up and down. I love that. Could you do a little bit of that for me? There you go. You know, I would watch that every night, alone in my bed, over and over. I just couldn't get enough of it. And you've had quite a stellar career, haven't you?
Certainly, yes, sir.
Would you mind if I take a look at your palm? Oh, darling. You need to quit while you're ahead. Is everyone having a lovely time tonight? Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Margaret Paris. She's the one who's made everything possible here for us this evening.
Isn't she just marvelous?
Margaret and I go way, way back.
Is that what we want? Not quite as far back as you go, but...
Thank you, Beth.
You're very welcome. I believe we do have a celebrity at this table, I'm just saying.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hello, darling. Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself?
I'm a gnat plant. I am a gnat. What a job.
Oh, my goodness! Annette plays a cello!
Tell us why you're here with us tonight, darling.
I came for an enjoyable evening.
Yes, I hear you. Sorry.
And a chance to relax.
Relaxing is lovely, but I hear you have not been doing a lot of relaxing. I hear you writing a book.
Telling everybody secrets.
Good. I hope you're going to tell some secrets about Frankie.
No.
I know. All the ladies here tonight want to know. What's it like to be with Frankie?
Oh, there are too many secrets to tell.
That's a smart lady. She said you have to buy her book. Do you mind if I have a look at your palm?
Oh.
Are you feeling all right, darling?
I'm feeling fine, so I don't need any bad news.
Well, I think you need to go home and take care of yourself. I'm going to leave you with it. Hello?
Commander, is there anything else here I can get for you? I have the water. I will get you water.
Yes, Giles, I need some water, please.
Yes.
I feel that there's someone who needs me over in this direction. Strongly attracted to this gentleman. Hello. Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself?
I'm Warren Wong.
Why long? What a lovely young man you are. And look at those big shoulders. You know, my daddy had shoulders like Warren Long. And I used to ride around on my daddy's shoulders all the time. Do you think you could ride me around on those big shoulders? I bet you could. I bet you could. Would you like to tell us why you're here this evening?
Well, I was hoping to get a job.
A job? What kind of a job do you need, darling?
A master chef.
A master chef? You know, my father was a master chef in New Orleans.
No.
Yes, you're very much like my father, as a matter of fact. Those big shoulders and that chef's talent. Isn't that unusual?
Yes.
But I think there's something else that you're here for this evening.
I want you to find my parents.
Oh, that's a sad story, darling.
Would you repeat that? I did not hear what you just said.
I was raised by foster parents. I want to find my real parents.
Oh. Do you mind if I take a look at your palm, darling? Warren, I have a message from your grandfather.
Yes, boy. Now you forgive your mama, boy. She was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. She was so ragged the folks used to call her Patches. I used to tease about it, of course, deep down inside. She was hurt because she knowed I'd done all I could. Your mama was a sweet young thing. Yes, she was. Oh, now that's enough of that. Darling, I'm sorry. I have to take a minute. Okay. But I'm sure everything's going to work out fine for you. It always does.
Thank you.
And may the stars be forever in your favor.
Thank you.
Hello, darling. Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. You look so different from the way I expected you to.
Everybody says that.
Yes. And you know, I just love that song you sing about the nasty boys.
Oh, I love the one you mean.
I like the one. Would you like to sing it with me?
Ooh, I don't think I would.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just the nasty boy pop.
Well, I only know about the jiggle.
You do the jiggle and I'll do the nasty boy pop.
Dear heavens!
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Jiggle, jiggle, let me move it. Woo! Jiggle, jiggle, let me move it. Woo! Jiggle, jiggle, let me move it. Where's the nasty boy pop?
Yeah. Oh, you nasty boys. Do you mind if I have a look at your palm, darling?
Sure. Which one?
This one's good.
Okay.
Oh, 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 oh. Well, I have a message from your brother, Michael.
Oh.
Yes? Yes. He says he has a confession to make. He says, Billie Jean was right. The kid is my son.
What is it?
We forgive you, Michael. We know everyone makes mistakes, don't we? We forgive Michael, don't we? Don't we forgive each other, do we?
Absolutely.
But I have a question for Michael. Michael, do they do the moonwalk in heaven? He says in heaven they're walking on sunshine.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope you all have a lovely time.
Oh, yes. And everyone, feel free to mingle back to if you want some more sweets. There are plenty to go around. Leftovers, so feel free to make your way over there once you feel like you need some more. Hey, geez, you already had three. Yeah. Mr. Paris, can you assist me over here? Oh,
I got my dad's something.
Excuse me.
can't stand that woman. She's a foul.
Yes.
Yes, can you assist me with these chairs? I know they're all set up. Manual labor, we're doing. Can you move this table up a little bit? Oh, look at that. Just be very careful. We don't want to break her crystal ball. There we are, just there. Yes. Look at that. And I don't want that there. I want this over here in case she goes into one of her raging rats and Tellyox swings over.
Can you tell me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, there might.
It's Giles, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yes, whatever.
Whatever.
Who is that lady?
Which lady, sir? There's plenty of good look around.
That sexy lady.
That real fine lady.
Yes, that beautiful lady.
Who? Where? I'm sure that's my dear lady, sir. Right, that's who you're talking
about. Oh, that is your dear lady.
Yes, my dear lady.
Something about her is very familiar. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, she looks like a lot of people, I guess.
No, she just looks like one person.
Okay, now that you put it that way, she is only one person.
And there's something about her. She just evokes these feelings inside of me.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
Nothing more than feelings.
Whoa. Feelings? Dear sir, that's my dear lady. And you're already married. Oh.
Thank you. I believe I needed that.
Well, that's my dear lady, and you're already married.
Yes, I know I'm married. There's my wife over there.
Yes,
my
we
wife
all...
is, smart.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure you paid for that smartness.
Really fine qualities. I know, she tells me every day.
I'm sure you paid for those qualities as well.
Yes, you're right, I do. No, but there's something about that woman. I just can't quite put my finger on it.
Dear sir, may I suggest not put your fingers anywhere near my dear lady?
Oh, you know what I mean.
So what exactly are your intentions?
I had no intentions. I just wanted to get to know her better.
Well, there is a reason why they call my dear lady Madame Labim. Labim. Labim.
That's Labimbo.
He said it, not I.
Bimbo.
Ah, that's a matter of Bimbo. But, it has been said that she has been... Well, she's made more merry men than Robin Hood.
That's absurd.
Well, not to steer you away from my dear lady, but she has given more rides than Amtrak.
How's that preposterous?
It's not preposterous. As a matter of fact, she's been laid on more floors than linoleum.
Dish posh!
Oh, it's not fish posh. In fact, she's polished more knobs than a French maid.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am, and please don't call me Shirley.
No, she doesn't seem to be like that at all.
What is she, sir?
Not like that.
What is she?
She's the one I know, the kind I have friends. Puts you down and make me face. She's got style, she's got grace, she's the winner. She's a lady, whoa, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady, and that lady reads my mind. Well, I don't care what she says, because she doesn't need me here in limbo. She's a lady, whoa, she's a lady. Talking about that little lady, and that lady reads my mind. Well, she knows what I'm about, and she takes what I just shout. That's not it. And she'll know me through and through, and she'll know just what to do when I don't need it.
sir. You're already married.
Sorry.
He's a special kind of person to be. A wanker of such magnitude.
How do you know the magnitude of my wanker?
Oh, dear. Not exactly how I meant it, but I shall leave you with your own thoughts.
What is it? I don't know.
All over the place.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Why, I couldn't help but notice your lovely song.
Oh, yes, I apologize. I'm not usually like that.
No, don't apologize. I enjoyed it very much.
Really?
Yes, the way you move those gyrations. Yes, there was something so familiar about them.
Yes, there's something very familiar about you also.
Yes, do you mind? May I take a look at your palm?
Sure.
Thank you, darling, but don't call me Shirley May.
Sorry. That's incredible! I just did that last night. But I used my hand.
I'm sorry, darling. Doesn't your lovely wife take care of that for you?
Oh, not so much anymore.
In that case...
Hello.
How are you this evening? Why don't you go this way? Barbara here's a nice lady. Why don't you go? Now, you should stay away from him. I believe he doesn't have good intentions towards you.
Oh, I believe I could benefit very much from his dimensions.
I have intentions. It is now time, by the way. I set everything up the way you like. If your crystal ball was there, I have your water. Anything else that I can get you?
Charles, you know never to touch my hands, darling.
It's quite exciting if you ask me. Oh, I did. So, what did you see?
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble coming.
Trouble
coming. I see earthquake
lightning.
Who the hell cares?
It's time for the seance. Might as well begin
Finally, maybe I can get some sort of clarity about my career path.
Oh, I wonder if she'll see the truth about me.
You? Who cares about you? You have everything. You got a wife, career, loads of freaking money. I'm going to finish you.
I'm not telling your mother. Move. Get over there right now. I've had enough of you two. Now, if everyone will place their hands on something firm, like the top of the table, we will try to communicate with those within the spirit realm.
Excuse me, Jimbo, but what in the hell are you doing?
She said put my hands on something firm.
The top of the table, you moron.
You weren't specific enough, now I'm going to need a minute. Oh.
Now, if everyone will concentrate on the center of the table, we will try to communicate with those within the space. Mecca lecca hi, mecca honey ho. Mecca lecca hi, mecca chani ho. All of us here within these walls are trying to communicate with those within the spirit realm. If you can hear our thoughts and our voices acting as one, please, give us a sign. Nothing's happening. I'm calling out to those within the spirit realm.
Oh, is this thing on? Oh, Madam Levine.
This is ridiculous. That's obviously Giles. Just admit it, you're a fake.
Margaret, don't be so rude.
Really? Giles, is that you, darling?
Yes, I think I've been poisoned. Oh, dear heavens, this hat. Oh, you had that. So did I. Oh, dear heavens. Oh, my dear. Oh, save me. Oh, dear heavens. Oh, I had that cookie too. Oh, no. Oh, my dear madam. My dear madam. Oh, my dealing. Oh, no. Oh, that was my favorite. Oh, my dear madam. Oh, over at her.
Somebody do something.
Oh. Cleopatra! I'm a doctor!
Oh, Jesus. You haven't practiced in years.
You, Seth. Quick, Jack. Quick, help get him into the kitchen where there's more light.
You're really a doctor?
Yes.
Scary thought, isn't it?
Yes. Dear heavens. Yeah. Oh. Into the kitchen.
Oh.
Excuse us.
Poison.
Hello, Barbara.
Oh, my dear. You red poison. Shut up.
Oh, no.
God, poisoned.
Oh, Margaret, I don't know what I'd do without my Giles. Why, he was everything to me.
Oh, shut up. You're a fake and a fraud. It's probably all your mistake anyway. It's your fault. But I do love your jewelry.
Well, thank you, darling.
Is that the Jackson collection?
It's Jackson Smith. It's from the Big Cane.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
That guy did not look good. What a freaking drama queen.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I tried everything I could, but... died.
Oh. You did everything you could for him. You said he was poisoned. Anyways, he was kind of a douche, am I right?
Yeah, he really was. Yes, he was a big douche. Douchebag.
Why, yes, operator, of course.
Yes. My dear madam. Oh, maybe you can assist me in finding my murderer. Oh, perhaps these fine guests can assist you by filling out the forms on the...
If you wish to continue this call, please deposit $1 million for the next 2 minutes.
Oh, dear heavens. I must go now. Perhaps these fine people can fill out the forms on the table, and maybe you can find out who my murderer is. And, oh, before I go, that ointment that you have requested.
Yes, Giles.
Yes, yes, that ointment. I purchased it, and it's on the shelf at the...
Yes. Giles.
Okay, everyone, you heard Giles. There's paper and pencil on every table. Please put your first and last name, who you think the murderer is, and why. We will come around and collect, and we do have some prizes, so good luck, everyone.
Looking to laugh? Searching for more comedy? Well then, look no further than the Misplaced Comedy Group. They do it all. Improv, sketch, parody songs, and commercials. And better yet, they can do them live, like no other comedy group around. Check out their website at misplacedcomedygroup.com for their CDs, videos, merchandise, and the locations of where they'll be next. Or check out their Greatest Hits podcast with old, new, and unreleased material. It all happens at misplacedcomedygroup.com.
We know that some of you may have been indulging in some liquid refreshments this evening. You know who you are. So if you're still unaware of what you're supposed to do, or even where you're at this moment in time, don't worry, just fill out the forms located at your tables on Who Done It. And don't forget to include your own name so we know who you are, as cast members will be coming around to pick up your ballots. A winner for tonight's event will be drawn shortly after the show is over.
Did we miss anyone? Did we get everybody? Everybody? Everyone? Okay, great, great. Are you all having a good time? You guys have been absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much. You've been fantastic. But I have to say, I'm really pissed off. This is an absolute travesty. Here I am. I'm trying to promote something wonderful, and all chaos breaks out. A murder? Really? I don't know. Who do you think the murderer is? Hmm. You. Maybe it's you. It could be. Look at him. You look guilty. Look at that grin. It's you. I know it. Most definitely her. There it is. No. Anyway, I don't know. Who could it be? I don't know who the hell it is. Could it be? Could it be Seth? Garth, whoever the hell, that whatever, that wannabe comedian writer, or could it be my husband? Yes, My husband, Jack Parrish, who seems to have feelings for you, you pagan fraud I sent. I don't know if you hone some misappropriation skills in your past, but your misleading visions are just nauseating. My God, you're such a fake and a phony. Even your freaking crystal ball is a fake.
That's enough, Margaret. That is enough.
Sure.
There is a time and place to say such things, and this is neither. As for my feelings for Madame Labimbo.
Madame Labimbo.
Oh, shut up.
I hadn't realized it until tonight, but I knew her many years ago. But her name wasn't Labim. It was Laurie Bottrell. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, you're right.
What happened? I haven't seen you since that night at the mixer. You never came back to school.
No. No, I couldn't. After our time together, I envisioned that I was with child.
With
my life has never been the same since.
With child? I don't recall getting past second base.
No, darling, you fell asleep between second and third. But I just grabbed that Louisville slugger and slid right on into home.
Why are you going to kick his ass?
Really? All these years, I thought I'd struck out, but I scored after all.
Yes, but it's too bad you slept through the whole thing.
Yes, yes, it is. But a child? I'm so sorry you had to raise our child all by yourself.
No, Jack, I didn't raise him by myself. I had to give him up to a lovely Asian family.
Gave our child up for adoption?
I had to, Jack. I had nothing to do, but the stars aligned to tell me that I was making the right decision, even though it was the Wong family. Jack, this is our son. Stand up, son.
Yes, my eyebrows. And my hair. Come to Papa.
You did so well.
Would you look at this trap? I'm going to take all this in. You can't make this stuff up without that. I'm taking it. It'll make for a great reality show. And all this stuff is made up, right? Wait a minute.
Whose purse is this?
Poison!
What the hell are you doing? That's my purse.
It says poison. Use this bottle.
Looks a little suspicious.
All right, just hand sanitizer, right? Yeah, hand sanitizer.
With the words poison, use this bottle. Handwritten on the bottle?
Let me see that. Margaret, that's your handwriting.
All right, I get it. You fake and fraud, it was meant for you. You, I know how you looked at him, and I hold royalties in your publication, so if you die, you'll steal from Star and get us out of debt. Yes, Jack, we're in debt.
Debt?
How was I to know that Giles would drink before you did?
Giles drank out of my glass? Ew, I wonder if he did that all the time.
Isn't there security in the house?
Security?
Security! Security!
Security!
Take her, security. Take her away!
Get
her out of here! She's a murderer!
Get her out of here!
Get her out of here! Oh, thank God! Well, now that she's gone, it looks like I've found a new family.
And what?
This could be a fresh start for all of us.
Great. Look at the whole happy family. I'm the one that came here to find some sort of resolve with my family. And look at this. Everybody's happy but me.
Actually, I believe you've come to the right place. I've heard your story. I believe we've probably all heard your story. I have a few producer friends who might be able to help you in your endeavors. Why don't you come to my office tomorrow morning and we'll give them a call?
Really?
Yes. I think I know just the right people to get things rolling for you.
That would be just freaking great.
Yes.
Of course it is. Everything always works out in the end. And like I always say, when things look dark, just look up to the sky and
may the stars be forever in your favor.
Oh,
It's our first time ever performing here. And, did you guys have a good time? Super, super. So you're like, she doesn't really talk like that, does she?
No, we don't really talk like that. But we have all of your suggestions in this hat right here. And where's Barbara? We're going to go over here. Barbara, you are going to pick the first winner of tonight. Who here got it right? Oh, there you go. And it's Donnie.
Donnie, come on up here, Donnie. Put them all up here.
Donnie, you get a fancy schmancy misplaced comedy group murder mystery mayhem clairvoyant dinner theater extravaganza bag. Yes.
There you go.
Where's the other barber in the house? We'll come back. And this winner happens to be Gavine. For Gary. Oh, Gary. Come on up here, bud.
You have survived the murder mystery mayhem.
Here's a t-shirt for you. And it's got our logo in the back. Feel free to go on at any time. Sure. You are a winner. And
we have one more.
Okay, I told you I'd come back. Here we go. Who is it? Frank Furter. Furter. Frank Furter. Are you Frank Furter?
Furter. I couldn't see the end of the word there.
You are not Barter, Frank Barter. All right. You get yourself a misplaced comedy group magnet.
Put it on your refrigerator, do what you want.
Put it on your neighbor's car. I don't know. You pass it around as a joke. Who's got it this week?
So. That's an attractive prize.
Oh, yes. And we have been recording tonight. We will give Mark our link, and he can give it to all of you and so that you can listen to it, the performance for tonight, if you care to listen to all of these again. Did you all have a good time? Please pass the word. Yes. Give Mark a round of applause.
He's the man that's bringing fine entertainment to you all the time. He works very hard.
And thank you for coming out. We are the Misplaced Comedy Group. Have a great night.
If you've liked these podcasts, now's your chance to listen to the original podcast, Volume 1, now available through the Misplaced Comedy Group site and every online music store. Yes, before podcasting was popular, the MCG were the first comedy troupe to ever use this technology, and now they're being released onto CD. Now you can hear for yourself why the MCG won production awards from 2005 until now on the original podcast, Volume 1, featuring the first two 30-minute podcasts.